Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. What we're going to do to learn the first Mishnah over here in Eilu Metzias, which is the Mishnah that defines the Chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda. A lot of the Mishnahs that we're going to have in this Perek are the Protim of the Mitzvah. But let's first get a bird's eye view of the Mitzvah and the Yesoidos that go into what a person's responsibility for Aveda Sochichu is. Let's open up a Chumash in Pashas Kiseitze. And the Pasuk says in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Loisire Eshor Achicha Oyeseo Nidochim V'salamto Mehem. Chazal understand that there's a lav here of ignoring somebody's chayfetz, shor or se in this case, wandering about. Something is lost and I ignore it and I say it's not my problem. There's a problem. Loisire V'salamto Mehem. There's an isser. The Torah then says a mitzvah saseh, Hoshev tishivim lo'achicha. There's a mitzvah to return it. V'mloi korav lo'achicha elecha v'lo yedatoi. You don't know whose it is. He's not around. You don't know who it is. You take it. V'asafte al teich b'esecha. This is the responsibility to care for it. Take it into your house. Be a shomer on it. We'll see later on. V'hoyo imcha. The chefet should remain with you and it's your responsibility. Adroi shachicha isoi. Until he is derish, which means until he proves conclusively that it's his. This is the idea that it has simonim. He's able to claim it. V'ashavoy seloy, again that mitzvah say of returning it to him. V'chein tassel l'chamoyroy, v'chein tassel l'simlosoy. The Torah gives different examples why. The Gemara explains. V'chein tassel l'chol avidas ochicho. There's a klal. Asher toivad mimenu umetzoso. The Torah repeats again, you should do for any Aveda which he has lost and you have found. Loisucha l'salam, the Torah says again, the love of, that we started with, loisire v'salam. To hear the Torah says it directly as a love, loisucha l'salam. Which means that there's a love and there's an asay over here, except that the Torah repeats each one several times. Let's quote a Gemara on Daf Chovov Amud Beis, where the Gemara breaks down the different stages that a person can find in Aveda and what the Isurim or imperatives, Chiyuvim, there are. Omar Rava, again a Gemara Chovov Amud Beis, Rosela Shenofla, if a person sees somebody walking down the street and a sela, a coin, falls out of his pocket, you know exactly whose it is. Notlo Lufne Yush Almanas Legoizlo. The basic idea, the Torah says, you're not allowed to take somebody else's mitzvah. We're going to have in the Mishnah right now, there are certain avedas that you're allowed to keep. What's the mechayiv? What's the litmus test? If there is yush, if there isn't yush. An aveda with the bailam is miyayish, which means that he sort of washes his hands of it. Not willingly, of course, but lamaisa, that's the reality. He doesn't think he's going to get it back. We see his bailus as irrevocably weakened. We see it, since it's lying in the street, as hefker. And then memela, if the person who finds it, picks it up and takes it, he's taking something that's hefker. What happens if it's before yush? The halacha is that it still belongs to the balach chayfetz. Not only is he ignoring his responsibility to return, he's taking somebody else's chayfetz. The problem is not Ashav Saved, the problem is Gazlonus. He's taking somebody else's chayfetz. So Mel the Gemara says, if he takes it, Lufnei Yush Almanas L'Goizle, he picked it up to keep. Oiver B'Kulon. He's over three different Yisurim. Mishum Loisigza, like we just said. Umishum Hoshev Tishivim. Umishum Loisuch L'Salam. Loisigza is Loisigza, he took Yanis Chayfetz. The ignoring the Mitzaseh of Hoshev Tishivim is a bitl Mitzaseh. There's also a lav Loisuch L'Salam. Then the Gemara adds a Chiddush. Even though he did tshuva, he's holding on to the seller, and then he thinks to himself an hour later, for a few pennies, to lose my olam haba, I'm going to return it. The Gemara says it doesn't help. Matonahu diyoyevle v'isura David Ovid. What he's giving him now, he's giving him a matona. But this issur, he was over. Let's understand this. We'll explain it the way the Ramban says it. It's a major machlok to Rishonim. We'll say over Vashtet in the Ramban and other Rishonim as well. The Ramban explains that when a person picks up a Metziah and he is picking it up to return it the way an Erlichi is supposed to do, at that point the Torah, like we just read in the Pasuk of Asafta El Beisoy, he becomes responsible. He's holding on to it for Yenim. When it's holding on to it for Yenim, the Yush that the other fellow was miyayish, doesn't kick in. Yush is something that weakens a person's hold and makes it hefker when the chefetz is lost. A chefetz that's lost is anyways not in his rishus. So memelo, when he's miyayish, that weakens the bailos and it becomes hefker. Masha'enkein, where Yankel picked up Ruvain's aveda, Yankel was vasafta obeisoi, he's holding on to it for him, he's a shoymer even, with the halachas of a shoymer. This is an introduction to the third parak, which is going to deal with hilchas shoymerim. Yankel becomes responsible, he's holding on to it for him, it's not lost. It might be lost from the owner, but it's being held on to, the bailus of it is not weakened, the yush doesn't kick in. However, if Yankel picked it up, and he picked it up on Manas Ligzol, like the Gemara that we just read, we don't see him as holding on to it for the owner. Therefore, it was lost, and it's out of the owner's rishus, the yish kicks in. By Gzela, when a person steals something, the taking incurs with it a parsha right away of Veheshev Zagzela. Therefore, again, the yish doesn't make it his, because he has a chiv to return it. But over here, it was lost before he took it. So it was weakened, the bailus is weakened, therefore yish will help, and the Bailam's Yush will make it ois. And because it's ois, Memeli is giving it back as a matana ba'alma. Maybe Minashamayim, you should give it back. But he's not Mekayim the mitzvah Hashav Zaveda, because the Chefetz no longer belongs to the owner. And he also can't be Mekayim Veheshev Zagzela, because the Chefetz no longer belongs to the owner. Matana ba'alma hu diyoivle. The Gemara over there continues. What happens if he's not lo lufnei Yush al Manas lachziro? He picked it up and he taka had good intentions. Then he's holding on to it. Then he thinks, you know, why should I give it back? I have a dollar in my pocket and I have plenty of things to spend it on. And the Yetzirah tells him to keep it. He keeps it. Why? Because when he picked it up, since he picked it up and he's picking it up for Yenim, so Memela Amaisa Gzela there isn't. He's holding on to it for Yenim. The Yush will not help. Rashi explains, Gzela means taking something from somebody's property. Here, he never took it from Yenim. He's holding on to it for Yenim. The fact that he now has bad intentions, he plans on keeping it, he's still holding on for Yenim. Halacha imposed on him that he's holding on to Yenim as a shoymer. So Gzela there isn't. Loisucha lis aleim is only before one picks it up. Don't ignore somebody else's needs. Don't walk away. What does that have to do with me? But once you picked it up, you didn't ignore it. You picked it up. Novos. Now there's a mitzvah that says, go put up a sign and go find the guy and return it to him. That you're not doing. So he's mavatla mitzvah say, oh, should shivim. There's no gezel, there's also no lav of lesucha lesalim. Himtin law, what happens if the coin drops? It's before yush. And he waits, he's enough of a lamdin. He waits until an hour later when he's sure the owner was miyayish. And then he picks it up. Achen is yashua bailam v'notlo. So again, gezelt's not, because by the time he picked it up, even though he picked it up to keep it, by the time he picked it up, it was hefker. Hoshev teshivim is only once it's biyad, the person who picked it up. There's a mitzvah say, a positive, go return it, go put up a sign and give it back. Leisuch lesalm is when it's on the ground. So that he'll be over. You ignored somebody else's needs. So memela, the Gemara says, eni oivel mishum leisuch lesalm bovad. This is a fundamental Gemara because it breaks down the different components of the din of Hashav Saved. We'll point out one thing. Like we just said, Leisucha Lesalim is when something is on the ground. Hoshev Tshivim is when it's in his hand. Because of that, what happens if the reason why a person doesn't want to pick up an Aveda is because he makes a Hashora that it'll be more readily available. The owner will have more chance of getting it back if he leaves it than if he takes it. I'll give a Pashto example. This is not a din we find in the Gemara because the reality was different, but in the reality of ours, you go to a park where there's a lot of Yiddish families playing, and there's a doll that's left behind. The doll is certainly something that has a simen. L'chay b'muchif put up a sign. The chances of a sign, where are you going to put up a sign in the park? The chances of the person finding the sign, coming to your house, claiming the doll, are next to nothing. What's more of a chance is that the people will, after they left the park, realize the little girl's missing her dolly, and they'll drive back, and they'll get the doll. It's probably a local family. Memela, there's more a chance that they'll get their chefetz back if you're misalim than if you're not misalim. Im Kain, Rav Eliyoshiv Paskin, in that type of case, there's no lav lo isuch hazam. You're not being misalim. You made an honest and erlicha assessment that that would be the way the person would most likely get their chefetz back. However, let's say a person picked up the chefetz ready, the doll's on the floor, you picked it up. At the point where you pick it up, you become a shomer aveda. At that point, you can't put it down. You have a mitzvah say in your hand with a responsibility, financial responsibility, v'yanis chayfetz. And a mitzvah say of hotshim, you can't be mevatel mitzvah say, and you can't undo, you can't shrug off responsibility for v'yanis chayfetz. Before you pick it up, there's only his salmus. He's not being misalim. He made an assessment. That's where the person will get it back. Once it's picked up, the second din kicks in, shomer aveda, and the mitzvah say of hotshim teshivim. So these are the fundamentals, and now let's start the Mishnah. Elu metzias shaloi, these are the metzias that he's allowed to keep. Ve'elu chayov lahachris. And these are the ones that he's mechuyev to be machris. He's mechuyev to make every effort to try to get it back. What that achrazah looks like, we'll see later on the parak. Elu metzias shaloi. Motza peres mefuzarin. A person's walking down the street and he sees a bunch of tomatoes spreading every which way. Mois mefuzarin. A bunch of coins. Clearly it fell out of somebody's pocket, somebody's shopping bag. Had a hole in tomatoes, apples spilled all over the pavement. There's no simon with which the Bailam can claim it, and therefore the Bailam gives up hope that he's going to get it back. There's no way he's going to have a simon, which is the only way to get an aveda back. So he's miyash. Why is there no simon? Why not say he lost four tomatoes? He'll put up a sign. Found fruit. And the person will identify how many of the tomatoes were found. The test is, what happened over here? They're lying haphazardly on the pavement. The bag had a hole. He doesn't know how many tomatoes fell out of his bag. If there was a pile that was made of money, of fruit, so then clearly somebody put it down over here. His load was too heavy. The bag was about to rip. He made a pile. He knows how many he put down. But if they're mifuzorin, he has no idea. So there's no simon. Where it fell down? Theoretically, you could ask yourself, you could identify, say, I lost it over here. But he has no idea where it fell out. The bag had a hole. That's one category where minyan and mokim won't be simonim because the item is here haphazardly. The chayfetz itself is not something with a simon. Coins don't have a simon. Tomatoes don't have a simon. There's nothing unique about the chayfetz. And the minyan and the mokim are also not simonim because they're mefuzarin. Krichos b'shus harabim. These are small piles of wheat or something else, and the b'shus harabim. This is a separate idea. This idea is that a person is miyayish because when soft, small bundles are on the ground, they'll be stepped on and destroyed. So the person is miyayish. He's certainly not going to get his chayfetz back. V'igulei dvela. These are the way they used to make figs. Was they used to put it on, they used to dry them out, and they used to put them on these rolls. You can still see them in the shuk in Yerushalayim. That's the way they're sold. They're put on these chains around, and they're tightly squeezed onto the chain, and that's the way they sell them. Kikore shel nachtoim. Kikore shel nachtoim are regular rolls or chalas or loaves of bread that one buys from a baker. Because the baker bakes in volume, so there's no simon on it. There's nothing uniquely identifying this loaf of bread as opposed to not. The dvel is also, it's a standard size and a standard packaging. Machroise shel dogim, and our times, by the way, this would just mean regular packaged food. Machroise shel dogim are also fish that are put together on a string. Other standard commercial items that don't have a simon because the size and the make and the packaging is standard. Is v'chaticha shel basar, pieces of meat, v'gizei tzema bois mimdinosom. These are shorn wool that come, they're packed together, and they come from wherever they come from. V'anitze pishton, bundles of flax, u'l'shoyne shel argomon. These are also tzemer that's dyed with argomon, which is expensive, but otherwise it's standard. Harelu shaloi, these things don't have a simon at all. Obviously, to reiterate, all these things have to be a standard cut. If it's a piece of meat, which is a unique cut that was cut by a person in their house, not, but we're talking about commercial. The butchers cut pieces of meat to a certain size, a pound, 2 pounds, a top of a chicken, a bottom of a chicken, etc. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, kol sheyesh bo shinui, anything that has a shinui, chayev lahachris. Now, l'chayra, we never claimed otherwise, Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir was just saying these things don't have a simon. But let's first read. What is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Anything that has a shinui, anything that's nishtane, that's unusual, you have to be machus. Keitzat. Motzo igul. An igul shel dvel, like we said before, is a standard item. However, ubisoichoi, there's something there. There's cheres, which is unusual. A piece of cheres doesn't belong in igulei dvelo. Kiko ubisoichoi mois. The loaf of bread and there's some money there, that's not the usual. So the Gemara explains that the Machlokes is Rimei holds that, again, these are standard items. When they fell down, assume that the cheres that was there, the mois that was stuck, or let's say there was a receipt, a piece of paper that was stuck in to this standard item, the stomach was there, the person was carrying it down the street didn't know about it. Lemaise, it could be not. It could be that the piece of paper or the piece of cheres or the mois was stuck there deliberately. He was changing out from the store. He stuck it into the item because his pockets are not available. Doesn't have a pocket. He stuck the change into the meat, into the packaging. Maybe he does know about it. Whether one has to be machris based on that, maybe, or one could assume the pashtus is that it's without a simon, and therefore he's miyash. That's the machlokes tanoim over here. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo, he has a detail called Klian Puryo in Chayiv Lahachris. Klian Puryo is a word that we don't find in other places. What it means is Kelim Chadoshim, where one could assume that the Bailim doesn't know the exact way it looks or the exact size of that Chayfetz. Now, if a person, marshal buys packaged shirts in a dry goods store, so he knows when he went to the store that he got shirts that are 15 and a half with sleeves that are 3/4 with the neck size kach v'kach, and which company he bought the shirt from. L'chor, that should be a simon, even though it's something clearly hasn't been worn yet because it's in the packaging. We're not talking about that. We're talking about something. Chazal didn't have sizes or standard cuts or companies. It was a chefetz. The chefetz is clearly new. This is a chefetz where b'derech klal, not that it doesn't have a simon. That's not the point. It doesn't have a simon. But that the owner doesn't have what Chazal call a tvius ayin. And here we have to understand something else. The halacha that we'll learn about in Yitz Hashem, that one has to identify it in order to claim an aveda, he has to claim a simon, which shows convincingly that the chevetz belongs to him, that the halacha is only by a regular person. A talmud chochem is nemon to claim b'tvius ayin. Why? Because a talmud chochem is not going to claim something which is not his, he's careful. Also, his tvius ayin is a little bit sharper. And also, the Rishonim explain that the Torah says, Adroish, we read the pasuk before, Adroish means you could always clear that maybe somebody's making up a story. The Torah is mechayiv, the one who finds the aveda, not to give it back until it's foolproof, it's convincing that it's his. A regular person could have made up the story, unless he has a simon. A Talmud Chochem could say, I recognize it's mine, we're not choshim l'sheker, because he has a status as a tzuvah merabonu. Therefore, what Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer comes to give an extra knetch to is that by something that could be claimed between Yisayin, namely, a chefetz which was lost, and it's in a place where there are Talmid Chachomim, so one has to assume that there might be a Talmud Chochem who's going to claim it between Yisayin. You can't keep it. You can't just keep it because the Talmud Chochem will claim it. But when it's something new, one has to assume that the Talmud Chochem will not yet have a Tvi Yisayin. He has a Tvi Yisayin, something he uses, not something clearly that wasn't used. An Puryo, by the way, is a Roshi Tevois, a Nutrikin, for the words Ein Poy Raya. It's short for something the Taka doesn't have, it's not recognizable. It's clearly something the new owner, wouldn't recognize it. Mamele, he won't be able to recognize it just by visibility, by sight. And Mamele, one doesn't have to worry about a Talmud Chochem. And Mamele, one can keep it because it doesn't have a simon, and it's old for Yush. This brings out a very interesting question. If we're saying that a Talmud Chochem could claim something, and we're not Choshishim L'Sheker, we assume Talmud Chochem, he knows what he's talking about, he's accurate, he's not making things up, he's not Nechshad L'Sheker. Why wouldn't we take that a step further and say if there's a Din Torah between two parties, one of them is a Talmud Chochem, Talmud Chochem is to be believed. He's saying over his version of what happened accurately, honestly, and we're not Choshishim L'Sheker, there's no such halacha. Even a Talmud Chochem needs two Edim if he wants to be Maitzi Momim. It's a very, very basic Shaila. Because of this, the Ran explains a fundamental concept over here. And he says that Be'etzem, the din of being Maitzi Momim is only when you're being Maitzi Momim from somebody. Aveda is the person who's claiming the Aveda is not taking it away from anybody else. The one who's holding on to it is not holding on to it for himself. He's holding on to it for the owner. He has a mitzvah. The one who's claiming it is not taking it away. It's not a hoitzoas moment. Let's say more than that. It's not a din Torah between two people. And therefore, the Ran says, an Eirechot is Nemon. This is Eirechot Nemon B'Yisurim. L'mashal, if there would be two people, even if the Chefetz is being held by the person who found it, there's two people that are fighting over it, both present Simonim, and an Eirechot would come and claim it. There the Gemara says in Daf Kovov that we won't believe that Eirechot. Why? Because you have a din Torah between two people. A din Torah between two people needs to aid him. But over here, there's no din Torah. There's no Teve v'Nitva, there's no two parties, there's no Mukzik, there's no Maitzi. Therefore, the halach is Neir Echud would be Nemon. The Torah says that a person on his own Chefetz, even though Neir Echud is Nemon on his own meat, he's Nemon on his own things, but over here, the Torah doesn't want to rely on the person's own. So when you're claiming your own, you have to present convincingly with a Simen in order to undo the Chashash Ramai. But when Neir Echud, who's an outsider, says, the Chefetz belongs to Ploini, you give it back. Neir Echud is Nemon. Therefore, since Be'etzim Neir Echud would be Nemon, and a person's always Nemon when he's Nemon, Altair Echud is Nemon on his own, so Be'etzim he'd be Nemon if there wouldn't be a Chashash Meshaka. A Tam Chochem doesn't have a Chashash Meshaka. But in a regular Din Torah, where there's a Teveh, a Nitva, there's being Moitzi, there's a Muxik, there, of course, the Tam Chochem is not Nemon. There's a Gzeza Kosmi, you need to aid him. I don't care if we don't have a Chashash Meshaka. This is one very, very important principle. This is a Ran. It's actually a Ran Bekitzer over here, and it's a Ran in Chulin as well. The Ran Mor Barichus is in Chulin Dav Tzadik Vav. One last Yisoid is what's probably the most famous Machloikis in Shas between Abaye V'Rova. The well-beloved, because it's the first Machloikis, Amiroyim, that every or very many Yiddish kinder meet up with when they start learning Gemara in 4th grade or 5th grade. And they start with the famous machlokes Abaye V'Rova of Yir Shaloi Midas. And this machlokes, let's understand it a little bit. It sounds easy when you're in 5th grade, but really there's a profound level of oimik to this machlokes. Finding something on the street, and you could assume that the Bailam will be Miyayish, is pretty straightforward. That's what we've been learning about in this Mishnah. Something that doesn't have a simon, he'll be Miyayish. However, how do you know that he even realized now that it fell out of his shopping bag, let's say by Peres Mufuzon, that he should realize and say, oh, I lost it. Okay, what can you do about it? It happens. Vaylechson kiss, the Gemara says. If he doesn't know about it, he wasn't Miyayish. Comes along Rava, and Rava says something simple. Rava says the assumption is that if he'd know about it, he'd be Miyayish. That means the relationship between this Chefetz being ois his chayfetz, that his bialus is weakened irrevocably, and its hefker exists even without him consciously being miyayish. Otherwise known as yush shaloi midas, havi yush. Abaye says, no, yush has to be a conscious process, and if it's not conscious, then it didn't kick in, the chayfetz didn't leave the rishus of the bialum yet, and when you pick it up, it still belongs to yenim. We read the Gemara, not al sela, which would mean if he picks it up and it's before yush, even if it's something that would have yush. But he picked it up before the Yush. The halacha is he's picking up Yannis Chavitz, he has to return it. That's the halacha, and we pass like Abaye, Kiyadu. This is one of the Yal Kigamu, we pass like Abaye. Yush, Shalem, Das, Loyavi Yush. The oimik of this machloikis is that it's not Naveda Dika machloikis. The Gemara brings rayas from other areas in halacha where a person with his rotzoin or acquiescence of a certain status, the Gemara brings case like Abi Tumah V'Taira, Legabe Peyo in a field, and the yidia consciously of a person creates one halacha status. And the question is whether we know that that's what the person would treat it as, relate to it as, if he would know about it, but we don't know if he knows about it. So do we say that Shaloi Midas, we look at it the way we'd look at it if he was conscious about it, or not? It's the same machloikis Abaye V'Rova. So it's not a yushtika machloikis, it's a machloikis when a person has a state, how he relates, birtsoinoi, bedaitoi, to a certain thing which is his, does that state exist even when it's not conscious because the person doesn't know about that metzias? That's the machloikis between Abaye and Rav, and again, we pass him like Abaye.